that can see.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Well, here we are, people. Here we are. The entire energetic dynamic of the whole planet just shifted massively. Now, I get it that there are only a relative few that will even begin to understand what I'm talking about, and that's fine. Most remain on autopilot, sleepwalking through life, externalizing and worshiping authority in one form or another. The system can't have self-actualized conscious beings in awareness of what they are, for that is the greatest threat. How many among us can detach enough from the Earth game, from the minutiae, from the circus carnival of the surreal, and push towards self-actualization despite the snares that bind their consciousness? Not many. Not many at all. Until the individual can take up such a monumental task of confrontation of this truth, they will be nothing more than a slave, reduced to a mere fraction of their true potential. In Western society, very rarely, if ever, are we encouraged to examine the contents and aspects of our own psyche. In fact, it is discouraged in favor of externalization. Everything exists outside the self, or so we are told, as society molds the consciousness to fit in with the artificial system which has been given life by the very essence that it siphons to sustain itself. For the vast majority, identification of the self is attached to external things that have been internalized. The ones who are the most inwardly split, the most divided internally, the most ruled by ego, are the ones that crave power over others and are placed into positions of decision-making power. Giving your power away to the system that operates in this manner, consenting to this madness, and showing your support to this matrix by giving your allegiance to one of its power-hungry sycophants will never change a damn thing. It will also always inevitably lead to collapse, repeatedly, as it has throughout history. We are on the brink of witnessing it again because the cognition of humanity has stagnated and regressed again, and the outer will simply reflect that imbalance in the form of massive upheaval, as it always does. Dismantling our cognitive fortresses that have been fortified by a lifetime of conditioning is no easy task. Confronting our dark side and bringing the dance of duality into harmony with our own consciousness is daunting. Confronting the truth that our perceptions have been contorted and examining the fact that we've been lied to for our entire lives is very challenging, but very rewarding. Breaking away from the herd is a difficult and lonely undertaking. It is the road less traveled. It is ridicule, scorn, and rejection, but these are minor experiences on the journey of self-ownership. Self-acceptance and sovereignty of one's own consciousness are well worth the effort. Confrontation of the darkness is necessary if one is to ever be cognitively free. If instead avoidance is sought, imbalance will always be the inevitable result. We hear all of this pseudo-spiritual and New Age talk of oneness, but true oneness is the reconciliation of the inner split into a cohesive balance within. Until that is achieved, the outer world will always simply reflect the imbalance back upon us. Our unreconciled inner schism and undealt with trauma fuels the illusion of separation. You see, the system of cognitive enslavement has a lot invested in this illusion. Whatever you do, don't wake up to it, for if you do, you will be hassled without mercy. You will be marginalized, ridiculed by your peers, disowned, outcast, rejected, scorned, feared, and possibly murdered, especially if you're vocal about it. So it has always been. Would you not be willing to face that for the sake of owning yourself, for the sake of walking within your own sovereignty? The mirror of existence will simply reflect upon you all that you bring to it. Well, what then if we bring a greater vision, a greater understanding of the self? Well, who wants to be bothered with all of that? That would require responsibility, learning and unlearning, willful conscious expansion, detachment from the minutiae and the chains that bind your heart and consciousness. And it's just so much easier to accept what the mirror presents to you, to go along to get along, and be a happy and contented little slave. The mirror of existence simply reflects what it is being presented with. It simply shows you what is projected into it. The greatest threat is the self-actualized, self-realized, self-created cognizant human being. We're trained for our entire lives to diminish and stifle the inner flame, the spark of existence and connection to the all that is. Until we reject all of that programming that diminishes our self-worth and begin to recognize our potential, we will only devolve further into cognitive enslavement. When we can finally reconcile the inner split and then work to reconcile the outer split, which is merely a reflection in the hall of mirrors, then we can finally step into the light of what it means to be fully self-actualized humans becoming. It is then that we become the greatest threat. Within the physical world of the five senses, we are restricted to a very narrow band of frequency. Information comes in through the senses and gets decoded by the brain. So you see, reality is all in our heads. The domain of thought, the field of consciousness, is the realm of creation. Thought creates, and imagination is the key to unlocking our greatest potential. Of course, through a lifetime of social engineering and psychological conditioning, we are trained to believe the lie that we are simply the victims of our reality and not the creators of it. It is when we make that shift from the victim consciousness to that of a self-actualized, awake and aware sovereign being that we become who we are, and we also become the greatest threat to this system of enslavement. This involves a massive deprogramming or unlearning process, which is an individual undertaking, and it's very difficult, but usually nothing worthwhile comes without considerable effort. Once the cognitive fortresses are dismantled and we are left with a blank slate with which to create ourselves, what seems like emptiness can be filled with our self-created vision that we bring to the world. It's either that, or we continue to walk in circles, victimized and led around by an ego that refuses to acknowledge the true magnificence of which it is a part. The isolated ego, existing within the illusion of separation in an unreconciled inner schism, can only inherit a world of misery. When deliberate action is taken to reconcile that split, to achieve real oneness, which is the joining of the apparently separate aspects of the self, it is then that we may enter into a more holistic level of consciousness. Just remember that when you do that, you become the greatest threat. From my perspective, with everything that is going on in the world now, this journey towards inner oneness needs to begin right now. It's do or die. Walk in peace.